Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan Wednesday sharpened his warnings on the danger of the rising budget deficit in the United States. Mr. Greenspan was completing 2 days of comments on the state of the economy, his first such statements this year. Mr. Greenspan distanced himself further from the tax cut proposals which are the centerpiece of President Bush's economic program. On the second day of testimony before congressional committees, Mr. Greenspan repeated his worry that the budgetary impact of tax cuts and increased spending could be bad. 2 years ago, the central bank chief enthusiastically supported Mr. Bush's substantially enacted tax cut proposal. But after 3 years of surpluses, recession and the stock market collapse have turned government finance back into deficit. And the prospect is for large and expanding deficits over the next few years. Mr. Greenspan said lawmakers should be aware of the looming large demands on the budget that will come as the post-World War II baby boom generation retires and begins drawing old age pensions.
When you get beyond this decade, when you get into 2011, 2012, the ratio of debt to GDP begins to rise in a very worrisome manner.
Mr. Greenspan repeated his assertion that the risk of war with Iraq is undermining business confidence and holding back economic activity. He was asked about the economic impact of rising oil prices and possible supply disruptions.
Fortunately, in the period immediately ahead, worldwide consumption is in a seasonal decline. Starting in April, May, and June, you get a much lower level of world consumption, which means that if we had a shutdown, its effect on price would be modest, but if it went on, as you point out, for a year, it could be troublesome.
Oil prices have risen above the $35 per barrel level and have roughly doubled over the past year. Rising oil prices at the time of the 1991 Gulf War pulled the world economy into recession. Mr. Greenspan said with interest rates at historic lows, a strong housing market and the rush for mortgage refinancings have been important in maintaining economic growth. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.